Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Database Design Principles. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Working with Databases in the Database Administration for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for efficient database design, the importance of scalability, and key design principles that contribute to robust database systems. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply best practices in designing efficient and scalable databases, ensuring they meet current and future needs. Main content: best practices for efficient database design. Efficient database design is crucial for managing data effectively. One foundational best practice is normalization, which involves organizing data to reduce redundancy and improve data integrity. For instance, consider a finance application where customer data, transaction records, and product information are stored. By normalizing the database, you separate customer details into one table and transaction details into another, linking them through a unique identifier. This reduces data duplication and makes updates easier. Another essential practice is to use appropriate data types. Instead of using generic types like text for every field, choose specific types such as integer for numerical values, date for dates, and varchar for variable length strings. This not only optimizes storage but also improves query performance. Indexes are also a critical aspect of efficient database design. They help speed up data retrieval by creating pointers to the data, much like an index in a book. However, it's essential to strike a balance. Too many indexes can slow down data updates and increase storage costs. Focus on indexing columns that are frequently used in search queries to maximize performance. Additionally, consider using composite indexes for queries that filter on multiple columns, which can further enhance search efficiency. Importance of scalability. Scalability refers to a database's ability to handle increased load without compromising performance. As a finance or fintech company like Test Company grows, its database must be able to accommodate more users, transactions, and data. There are two primary types of scalability, vertical and horizontal. Vertical scaling involves adding more resources, like CPU or memory, to a single server. It's simpler but has limits. Horizontal scaling, on the other hand, involves adding more servers to distribute the load. This is more complex but can lead to better performance in high-traffic situations. For instance, if your application starts receiving thousands of transactions per minute, you might want to implement horizontal scaling to ensure that your database remains responsive. Implementing a cloud-based database can also enhance scalability. Cloud services often provide built-in capabilities for scaling resources up or down based on your needs, allowing for flexibility and cost-effectiveness. This is especially beneficial for fintech companies that experience seasonal fluctuations in transaction volumes. For example, a holiday shopping season could see a spike in transactions, where cloud resources can be temporarily increased to handle the load efficiently. Key design principles. Several key design principles can guide you in creating a robust database. First, always prioritize data integrity. Implement constraints such as primary keys, foreign keys, and unique constraints to ensure that data remains accurate and consistent. For example, if a transaction record references a customer ID, the foreign key constraint ensures that the customer ID exists in the customer table, preventing orphaned records. Second, consider the principle of least privilege. This means that users should have only the access necessary to perform their job functions. By implementing role-based access controls, you can limit the exposure of sensitive data, which is critical in the finance sector. Regular audits of user permissions can also help maintain security as roles and responsibilities change over time. Lastly, documentation is vital. Properly documenting your database schema, relationships, and any business logic helps current and future team members understand the design. When onboarding new developers or analysts, having clear documentation can significantly reduce the learning curve and improve efficiency. Incorporating diagrams, such as entity relationship diagrams, ERDs, can visually represent the structure and relationships within the database, making it easier for users to grasp the concept quickly. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the best practices for efficient database design, the importance of scalability, and key design principles that contribute to a well-structured database. By applying these concepts, you can ensure that your databases not only meet current business needs but are also prepared for future growth. In our next lesson, we will delve into data modeling techniques that further enhance your database design skills. Reflection questions: how can normalization improve data integrity in your database design? What strategies can you implement to ensure your database can scale effectively with increased demand? Why is documentation important in maintaining a robust database, and what key elements should it include?